This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-453. That's our toll-free number. 855-450-3733. That's the number you can call if you'd like to get on the air with us across the fruited plain. The us in studios, myself, Chris.
And I'm Ian.
And I'm the nobody formerly known as Rich Paul.
And we're going to lead off with the IRS because, you know, those are about my favorite initials said no one ever.
Yep. You just mentioned the IRS, and all of a sudden, the first statement I have to censor immediately pops into my head.
It was a self-contained dump button.
May the fleas of 1,000 camels find their tents.
There we go. Well, according to Forbes.com, IRS follows Bitcoin transactions, resulting in takedown of the largest child exploitation site on the web. So let's see what happens. The largest dark web child pornography site in the world has been taken down. That was the word today from U.S. Attorney's Office for the District of Columbia, the Justice Department's Criminal Division, the IRS's Criminal Investigative Unit, IRS-CI, and the U.S. Immigrations and Customs Enforcement's Homeland Security Investigations, together with the National Crime Agency for the United Kingdom and Republic of Korea, at a joint press conference announcing arrests and forfeitures. It sure seems like everybody wanted in on this story. Every law enforcement agency wants to be part of it. According to the IRS-CI...
Well, the good news is people are actually getting hurt in the production of this stuff, so it's not... It's better than spending their time on drugs.
That's true. According to the IRS-CI, agents became aware of, quote, "Welcome to Video," unquote, the largest child sexual exploitation market by volumes of content, because of their work on previous dark web marketplaces. The dark web, also referred to as darknet, refers to content that you can't typically access through regular internet browsing activities. IRS-CI.
Well, it's not that you can't typically access it. You can't access it through your regular internet browser. You have to have a special browser called the Tor browser, which creates an active connection to the Tor network, which stands for the Onion Router. And the idea is they send your internet packets through different layers of security, essentially different computers at different points on the internet. I don't exactly know how it works, but they have managed to de-anonymize some of the sites on Tor over time. So it's not real clear exactly how anonymous it truly is.
Yeah,
it was also developed by the U.S. Navy.
Yeah. But the idea of Tor is also that it bounces your request around between different servers. It's not a straight path from your computer to a website. You're going to transit a number of...
Which is true. I think what the Tor developers underestimated is the amount of surveillance that exists on the internet. So basically what they can do is say, okay, this guy is sending packets to somebody on Tor, and every time he sends a packet... The host that he sends it to this other site. So by watching that pattern, they can say, okay, he's almost certainly attaching to that site because there's a one-to-one correspondence between packets. And that's problematical even without compromised Tor nodes, which may well exist.
Right. We don't really know for sure. IRS-CI was able to trace Bitcoin transactions on the site to people all over the world who were uploading and downloading this material, as well as find the location of the site administrator. By analyzing the blockchain and de-anonymizing Bitcoin transactions, the agency was able to identify hundreds of predators around the world, even though those users thought they could remain anonymous. So This is interesting. They are claiming that the IRS was able to de-anonymize Bitcoin transactions.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about that. Is Bitcoin now wide open? The IRS can see everybody's activities at any moment.
Well, Bitcoin's been wide open. It's a public blockchain. Anyone who wants to can go and look. And a lot of people think it's anonymous, and it's not.
It is. Mm-hmm. It is what they've always referred to at best as pseudo-anonymous. There is no master list of Bitcoin addresses corresponding to people's names.
And even that, it's not quite accurate to say pseudo-anonymous, which means, which as a prefix, pseudo would mean almost. It's appropriate to say it's pseudonymous, which means you're using a pseudonym when you're interacting with this thing. But there is an identifier, and that identifier is your address. So they just don't know who that address is attached to, in theory. Unless you announce
right.
it, or you're operating a hot dog stand, and somebody walks up and sends you some Bitcoin, and they say, oh, where'd that Bitcoin go? Oh, it went to the same place that this or that was bought. Well, then they know who that is.
And that is the bulk of the effort by companies like CoinAnalysis that are working on finding correlations between transactions and someone's known Bitcoin address that they must have published at some point. If it remains completely anonymous, I mean, and this is where it's going to get really gray, where the stuff they can do. I mean, I purchased money on a Coinbase account. Well, that Bitcoin is definitely traced to me, and I withdrew some Bitcoin from my Coinbase account. They know exactly what Bitcoin that is.
But after that, they don't know where you're sending it to. Necessarily.
Well, by address, they do. They don't know who owns the addresses
right.
you send it to.
Correct.
Necessarily.
It could be you. It could be somebody else.
Right.
No.
But suffice to say, I think it's safe to say that if whatever level of anonymity you feel you've had with Bitcoin, I would not feel that way about Bitcoin or most other cryptocurrencies at all. It might be tougher for law enforcement to identify the path or what you purchased or whether you got it or anything like that. But I don't know that I would necessarily describe it as, you know, it's not necessarily a safe way to transact, regardless of what you're buying, whether you're buying, you know, sneakers from Japan or whether you're buying, you know,
thing is, it is safe to buy sneakers from Japan with Bitcoin because there's no law against buying sneakers from Japan. So, you know, unless you don't want your wife to find out that you've got a Japanese foot fetish, it's all good. You know, and the thing that Bitcoin does do is it makes it more difficult to trace. So you'll notice that they're only taking down, like, the biggest fish in the pond.
Right.
They're only taking down, like, I think it's going to be a long, long time before they get to the dark website that only sells cannabis. Because they're busy with bigger fish.
Right, right, right.
You know.
And
first thing I would do if I was running a dark website is, well, of course, make sure there's no kiddie porn or anything on it, but also get rid of the fraud stuff.
Sure.
Because that's causing people to actually get hurt.
The other thing that this could all stem from, regardless of how many government agencies, you know, claim to have been part of this, they could have busted one guy in his house who happened to be on the dark web. They could have attacked one guy's door, knocked it down, and before he could, you know, close Tor browser, they would have had it right there. Here's the site he was connected to. It's not always...
Well, they know the site that he's connected to, but because they use Onion addresses, they don't necessarily know where that site is or to whom it belongs.
No, but they would have a lot of clues. They would have a place to start.
Well, they took down
this site. They would definitely have a place to start. But the thing is, they don't need to kick down somebody's door to do that, because somebody has to be going on the web, on the dark web, and finding this stuff through searches, through something like that. So there's all kinds of ways to find out where the server is. And if there aren't ways to find out how to get to the server, then the server doesn't have any customers.
Indeed. 855 450 free. What do you think about Bitcoin playing a part in government raids on huge marketplaces, even though they sell illegal and immoral and disgusting stuff? 855 450 free. This is Free Talk Live.
You love Bitcoin. It's the future, right? Well, no, not if everyone stops using it. I mean, think about it. How many places in your town take Bitcoin? One? None? Let's be real. If this Bitcoin thing is ever going to happen, it's going to need your help. The good news is, the guys at AnyPay have your back. We built a website called HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com, and it's a place you can send any business, and they'll be set up to take Bitcoin in 5 minutes. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at Edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, Edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
Do you have a qualified plan, an IRA, 401k, or some other type of investment account? Would you like to learn how the ultra-wealthy take their retirement accounts and make them legally 100% tax-free? Have your money liquid and invest in literally anything you want to, completely tax-free with the blessing of the IRS. And no, it's not a Roth. Join us at dna.freetalklive.com for more details and your exclusive invitation to the free webinar on Tuesday at 8 p.m. Register now at dna.freetalklive.com.
Anarchapulco is the world's foremost conference for voluntarist thinkers and activists, held in beautiful Acapulco, Mexico. Share ideas on how to live free and escape the clutches of the state. Their unparalleled lineup of speakers will discuss entrepreneurship, investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships. Stay in a world-class resort and enjoy the sun and beaches. February the 13th through the 16th, visit anarchapulco.com for early bird pricing and 10% off with coupon code FTL.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down the floor for my medical conferences, but since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
450-3733. That's how you can get in touch with us and let us know what's on your mind. You can also use Discord. Discord is a very cool app. Just load the Discord client. You can get it in the App Store, or you can find it for almost any platform. Connect, use your high-speed internet connection and your quality microphone, and you will sound like you are right here in the studio with us. And again, in the studio, it's myself, Chris.
It's Ian.
And nobody.
And I wanted to tell you about local.bitcoin.com. Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. That's local.bitcoin.com. And we have been talking about the IRS's takedown, and there were a lot of federal agencies and a lot of countries, we'll hear about those too, involved in this takedown of the largest dark web child pornography site in the world. And I think they said by the amount of content that is out there on there was on the website out there, they claimed that they were de-anonymizing Bitcoin transactions, and I question some of how they phrase some of this stuff. It's don't take away from this story the idea that Bitcoin is broken, that the IRS has hacked Bitcoin and can now do whatever they want.
They're Bitcoin, just using the system. I mean, yeah. they're following presumably this site. I mean, I have not read this story, but they must have had some sort of a donation address and were taking donations, and then they look to see, well, who sent donations to this publicly listed address, and they don't know who at first glance, but if they keep digging and digging and digging and tracing, they may be able to learn something.
Now the thing that I'm not necessarily clear on is, let's say when you show your QR code for donations.
Mm-hmm. Like you do on Elect Nobody?
It's not about donations. They were able to purchase. They had a full checkout.
Okay, they were
system.
Making purchases.
It oh, really? Right. They, were oh, they had a full escrow system, yeah.
Yeah. But either way...
Why would there be an escrow? So it was like they were buying pornography from this?
There's really nothing to escrow.
The story will tell
it. Yeah, that's what's confusing to me.
Yeah.
I mean,
it says that in the story? There was an escrow?
Yes.
Huh. Okay.
Maybe they were buying and selling packets of pictures, but...
Yeah,
that's
kind
of weird because escrow usually means that you're sending them some kind of goods.
Right, and we don't know. I hope we don't know.
Oh, maybe they were using escrows for people uploading images?
In any way, we'll get into it in the story.
Okay.
But I'm not going to dig through the whole story to find it. We'll get to it. But that's what they were doing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how they claimed to, when users would sign up for the site, they would create an account which would create a Bitcoin address for them.
Oh, so it wasn't the same address. It was a different one for every user.
They had like a proprietary wallet.
So yeah. How did it... Okay, I don't know. I'm curious to know how they did this. This is it's interesting.
Yeah, I wish I could go look at the site. I mean, with the images replaced, just so I could see technically how the freaking thing works. Because, yeah, I don't understand the concept. But there are weird things. Like, I paid for my Proton mail last night using Bitcoin. And so write that down, IRS. They like waited before there until there were like 5 or 10 confirmations before
sure.
I could complete it. And I'm thinking, well, this is a website. You can cut me off in an hour and a half. Mm-hmm. Why bother doing that? So somebody might have put in a completely useless and unnecessary escrow system.
Yeah. Right. But the point is they were, you could purchase access to these videos for some period of time. That's
right.
Covered in the story.
Okay.
All right. The IRS was able to trace transactions to the site to people all over the world who were uploading and downloading this material, as well as find the location of the site administrator. By analyzing blockchain and de-anonymizing Bitcoin transactions, the agency was able to identify hundreds of predators around the world. As a result of the investigation, Jong Woo's son, 23, of South Korean national, was indicted by a federal grand jury in the District of Columbia for operating the site. Son.
Now, this is John Woo, the director, his son?
John Woo's son.
No, the name is John Woo Sun.
Oh, okay, groovy.
Sun has also been charged and convicted in South Korea and is currently in custody in South Korea.
He's already been convicted in South Korea.
He's already been charged and convicted in South Korea.
So it sounds like they busted him and now they're using information they got from him to clean up the users of the site?
Hard to tell.
Because it takes a while to convict somebody. They didn't, like, arrest him 3 days ago.
We don't know about South Korea.
Right.
Well, South Korea isn't North Korea, so I'm assuming... I mean, you can't convict anybody anywhere in 3 days. That's not enough time to develop a defense.
We don't know how long ago this was. I see a date here of March 5th of 2018, but I don't know what that's...
See, that seems reasonable. Somewhere between 6 months and a year and a half, unless they cut a deal.
The operation resulted in the seizure of approximately 7.5 terabytes of child pornography, videos, and the largest of its kind. That's more than 10,000 CDs full of imagery that are no longer in the hands of child pornographers. The images, which are being analyzed by the National Center for
Medicine. They now have copies of all this
stuff. Children.
Chris, it's the story's not quite correct here. If they've taken down the site, that doesn't mean that the images are no longer in the hands of, people who are into this. They still have them unless they busted every single user of the site who has downloaded those.
Right, and that was what I picked up on going through this story. Almost everything they talk about, it's almost correct statement, but not quite a correct statement some implication.
And the depressing thing is, as a programmer, that's generally my reaction to any story on technical issues. It's like they simplify it until it's almost incomprehensible.
Exactly. The images, which are being analyzed by the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, contained over 250,000 unique videos. 45% of the videos contained images that have not been previously known to exist. According to the indictment, on March 5th, 2018, that's almost a year ago, agents from the IRS, CI, HSI, National Crime Agency in the United Kingdom, and Korean National Police in South Korea arrested Sun and seized the server that he used to operate a darknet market which advertised child sexual exploitation videos. The site Welcome to Video offered these videos for sale using the cryptocurrency Bitcoin. The site boasted over 1 million downloads of child exploitation videos by users. I say it's a good thing they got it down. Typically these things usually involve the cops or the feds looking at the material and keeping the site back up. I'm glad it's down. 855 453.
This with Social DNA, you can invest in anything you want to. 100% tax-free for you and your heirs, and use your money before you're 59 and a half without ever losing your principal, all with the blessing of the IRS. Avoid the volatility of the market. Put certainty back in your investing future and keep full access to your money with Fortune DNA. Join us at dna.freetalklive.com for more details and your exclusive invitation to the free webinar on Tuesday at 8 p.m. Register now at dna.freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. Local.bitcoin.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Rick Perry is on his way out of the Trump administration. Multiple reports out there say the energy secretary told President Trump he's resigning. It's not known when Perry will leave Washington. Vice President Mike Pence says Turkey has agreed to a ceasefire in northern Syria.
The Turkish side will pause in order to allow for the withdrawal of YPG forces from the safe zone for 120 hours.
Pence says the ceasefire will allow for an orderly withdrawal of Kurdish forces who have been helping U.S. troops combat ISIS in northern Syria. Chicago teachers are on strike. The Chicago Teachers Union rejected a contract offer from Chicago Public Schools. All classes and activities have already been canceled for today, and the trial of accused Parkland shooter Nicholas Cruz is set to begin in January. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
That's our toll-free number, 855-450-3733. That's the number you call to get on the air. But first, I wanted to tell you, actually, I just want to ask you a question. Where do you want to be in late February? How about an Narcapulco with, get a list of, this list of people is amazing, Ron Paul, John McAfee, Sherry Peel Jackson, Doug Casey, Freeway, Rick Ross, Del Bigtree, Jeff Berwick, Larkin Rose, James Corbett, Jeffrey Tucker, Benny Wills, Paul Rosenberg, Luke Rakowski, Dale Brown, James True, Michael Bowman, Lily Forrester, Piazza Nako Sif, and us. Free Talk Live will be there. Anarchapulco is the world's foremost conference on voluntarist thinkers and activists held in beautiful Anarchapulco, Mexico. Share ideas on how to live free and escape the clutches of the state and central banks. This unparalleled lineup of speakers will discuss entrepreneurship, investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships. Enjoy 4 days among the sun and beaches of a world-class resort, February 13th to 16th.
They've got beautiful beaches down there.
Nice. Visit AnarchaPulco.com for early bird pricing and 10% off with promo code FTL. That's AnarchaPulco.com, promo code FTL. So, Ian, how many of us Free Talk Live hosts are you allotted to bring with you? I'm guessing it's
probably
be...
just Mark and I would be my guess, but we actually haven't even finished the deal with them yet, so it's hard to say.
Gotcha.
Well, nobody would love to go if you can work something out.
Yeah. It's an expensive event for them to put on. They basically rent out an entire resort.
I understand.
So, how much
they don't
it,
pay us to go there.
How much does it cost?
I don't know. A lot of money.
I mean, how much does it cost somebody who attends?
I think you can go to narcopolco.com, but don't forget to use the coupon code FTL to save 10% on that.
Offhand, I haven't looked yet this year, but last year it was a few hundred bucks.
Okay.
Yeah. For a lot of people, it's the travel. And
well, I think there's probably going to be a GoFundMe to try and send nobody to this thing, because nobody should go to Narcopolco.
Absolutely. We're reading this story about the IRS and a bunch of government agencies and a bunch of international agencies involved in the takedown of what they're describing as the largest, at least by volume, kiddie porn web server on the dark net. And that's not something you're going to trip over while you're Googling around, checking out stuff. It's you have to use special software. You have to kind of know what you're doing to find the dark web and to get around. But it has been taken down and it has been seized. They have a note up on there that says, "Welcome to video." That's the dark web website in question. This hidden site has been seized as part of law enforcement operations, and it lists all the different jurisdictions involved. The complaint alleges that law enforcement was able to trace payments of Bitcoin to the darknet site by following the flow of funds on the blockchain.
It doesn't really allege that. It just says it.
Yeah. You guys can listen carefully because a lot of your questions are, well, more will come up. The virtual currencies account, virtual currency accounts identified in the complaint were allegedly used by 24 individuals in five countries to fund the website and promote the exploitation of children.
It's not a very big bust.
24? That's all, and this is the biggest site of this type on the dark web? Wow.
They make the story makes it sound like, oh my God, this vast conspiracy of Bitcoin, and it wouldn't
be. Yeah, I was imagining hundreds of users.
Well, now, earlier in the story, doesn't it reference hundreds of people in the U.S.? Yeah. It says here 337 site users residing in 23 states, and then they go on to rattle off some more countries. Maybe those are just leads. Maybe they didn't actually arrest those people. It's not clear.
But even still, or maybe the 24 are founding members or something, or
yeah,
donors.
It's not clear.
Yeah.
I think they de-anonymized 24 people through blockchain analysis and through seizure. Keep in mind, they had the server. They found 20. They were able to identify by name 24 people, and they probably were able to, connect other people in other ways. But literally, the part that deals with Bitcoin and its blockchain was allegedly used by 24 individuals. So again,
what I don't understand is how they found the site in the first place. So I understand that they can find, if they have the site, they then have the database of all the different Bitcoin addresses that the site was using to give out to its users to send funds to.
Mm-hmm.
So how did they track down this guy, or was it a couple of guys? I forget who it was, but the South Korean guy. How did they track him down in the first place? Did they send funds to, did the FBI or IRS, I guess in this case, create an account on the site, then send Bitcoin to that account, then watch what happened to the Bitcoin that they sent and see what the site owner did with that Bitcoin and somehow de-anonymize him from maybe he went and, went to Purse or something like that, saveitpurse.com and bought something with it at some point. I guess it's not clear, and maybe we'd have to pull up the actual indictment.
You could also get an account on the site and then try to sell the guy something for Bitcoin,
and
in which case he's going to send you Bitcoin, and you can look to where it's coming from.
That's possible.
Yeah, it could be.
I think the IRS, in putting together the press release that led to this story, wants everybody who reads this story to come away with this. First of all, child pornography is horrific. That's a given. Yeah. But I think they want to tell everyone who reads this, your Bitcoin transactions can be tracked by us at any moment. I think they're liking people to believe that, and I think
Have a lot of technical knowledge, I think that's a good assumption to make. Mm-hmm. And think about that before my rule of thumb is I don't spend Bitcoins on things I'd be ashamed of. Yeah. Because I can cope with arrest, but I don't like embarrassment.
And, and the law enforcement has famously said a few times, we wish all criminals would just use Bitcoin because there's a trail. It's the blockchain, and it allows you to see every transaction in real time, actually, not too long of a delay.
And this is where the 10-minute block time is really a problem, because it makes it difficult to do solutions where you, for example, generate a temporary wallet, send Bitcoin to it, send Bitcoin somewhere else, and then delete the wallet. You can do things like that in the style of anonymous remailers, but it's going to take a long time to get your confirmations.
Gotcha. An unsealed forfeiture complaint seeks the recovery of these funds as part of an effort to assist victims of the crime, talking about recovering all Bitcoin that was in use. In addition to arrests and seizures, the operation is also responsible for the rescue of at least 23 minor victims residing in the United States, Spain, and the United Kingdom who were being actively abused by the users of the site. Quote, children around the world are safer because of the actions taken by the U.S. and foreign law enforcement to prosecute this case and recover funds for victims, said U.S. Attorney Jesse K. Liu. Quote, we will continue to put criminals on and off the dark net in the United States and to ensure that they receive the punishment these terrible crimes deserve, unquote.
See, what I infer from that is basically because the site required that you build points, as I understand it, by making uploads. And if people were really abusing kids in order to make those uploads, and it turns out that the FBI was operating the site at the time, that's a big deal. I'm really curious what happened there.
We'll see how much detail that gets into. They don't always go into a lot. 855 450 free. This is Free Talk Live.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the tax relief line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. That's 800-590-4930.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-453. That's our toll-free number. 855-450-3733. I wanted to tell you about, man, I'm sorry, I'm just looking for my copy. Balance of Nature. Good nutrition is the key to looking and feeling great. However, eating right all the time can be a challenge. Travel and work schedules can get in the way. Or you may not have the desire or time to shop and cook the right foods. Balance of Nature has the solution. With just three of the Balance of Nature fruit capsules and three of their vegetable capsules, you get 10 servings of fruits and vegetables, and that is a lot of nutrition. For a limited time, you can get free shipping plus a free set of fruits and veggies. Go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code FTL. That's discount code FTL when you go to balanceofnature.com. We have been discussing this takedown of what is reportedly the largest dark web website that's all about and that was all about exploiting children.
Well, the current largest website, they've taken sure. down other sites before, including one that they ran for a couple of weeks.
That was Pigpen.
Playpen.
Playpen, that's what it was.
Yeah, and during that time frame, they distributed, I don't know what the amount of tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of images and videos, they allowed those things to be distributed under their watch.
Yep.
So the question is, yeah. did they do that in this instance? And that's not clear. They
yeah,
didn't say that.
And kiddie porn is actually it's an interesting topic because on the one hand, I can't say it necessarily violates the NAP to have a piece
that's
of data on your...
The non-aggression principle?
The non-aggression principle. It's not aggression to have an image on your hard drive,
nope.
But at the same time, you know, it's one of those cases where it's like, well, I'm not really interested in defending... well, basically, the thing is, it making those images is a crime.
Right.
You know, and a violation, and
is
it is
though?
Aggression.
I mean, it depends.
Generally.
So if the image is made by the threat of violence, then that would be an obvious violation of the non-aggression principle. If, on the other hand, the image is made by, say, two teenagers who are consensually having sexual relations with one another and they take a photograph or a video of it,
right.
Where's the crime there?
Yeah, that's definitely true. And these laws have also horribly victimized some people. For example, a girl who took a selfie of herself performing a sex act and sent it to her friends and then got arrested for child pornography.
Right. So, it happens.
You know, this is what happens when your protectors are very, very stupid.
Right.
And that's a long way away from somebody who's like got a kid tied up in shackles in the basement.
Exactly, right? Exactly. So it's really a complex issue.
It is, and it's a law that gets used, and you guys pointed out some of the most ridiculous cases of it. I mean, you know, a 16-year-old girl goes to jail because she took a selfie and showed it to her 17-year-old boyfriend or things like that. It's insane. I think most people, man, you can't even say this. How can I put this? It's like you can't, I don't know exactly what child pornography is, but I know it when I saw it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't say that because, God forbid, now they'll be knocking on my door.
Yeah, you can't see it, but the police, they can see it.
They can see it, and it's sometimes it's more
reprehensible.
You've
got to wonder about the people who take those jobs also. I mean, how many people go into the FBI and concentrate in this area because that stuff turns them on?
Right. That's
the safest way to look at it. It's like the people who become cops because they like beating the hell out of people.
Right. And certainly there are some people like that. I mean, That happens in police, and that's why people get shot by police. Sometimes people just like to shoot people.
Right.
This would not be any different. This is an interesting story that goes on. Quote, through the sophisticated tracing of Bitcoin transaction, IRSCI special agents were able to determine the location of the darknet server, identify the administrator of the website, and ultimately track down the web server's physical location in South Korea, said IRSCI Chief Don Fort.
Quote, so I'm just going to guess here that the site was probably running its own Bitcoin full node, right? So it was saying earlier that the people going to the site could give Bitcoin to the site in return for access to whatever porn was on the site.
It didn't
say anything about escrow. I looked through the article. Oh. There was nothing about escrow in there, and that wouldn't make sense.
Okay, good.
It's just acting like any other pornography site where we have a paywall up, and you pay, and you
pay,
get the
and
paywall.
Then you can get in.
So my guess is the IRS probably sent Bitcoin to the site in order to gain access to the site, and then they knew to where they sent the Bitcoin.
Right.
They could then use, and as I
watch where that particular coin goes, and if it gets spent, you might be able to, I mean, maybe the guy spends it at purse.io.
Or maybe the full node is identifiable because it's not behind the protection of Tor. Maybe the web server itself was Torified,
right.
But maybe his Bitcoin full node wasn't. And so they were able to, because as I understand it, if your full node isn't behind any kind of VPN or server, it can more easily be
you're right
found
out there for everybody.
Yeah.
I don't know. As I read more of these stories and about all kinds of topics where law enforcement, you know, once you get past the buzzwords and everything they're talking about, their amazing expertise, how they did it usually comes down to a real simple solution. They, you know, for example, they grabbed Ross Ulbricht as he was working on his laptop. They had to do it then.
Yeah,
he was in the San Francisco library.
But they had to find him first.
Right, but it wasn't, you know, they did not, you know, crack all layers of encryption and all this good stuff.
No, they found him
due
to operational security errors.
Right.
Remember, he had, way back in the beginning of the Silk Road, now we're talking about the Silk Road, the underground drug marketplace, the very first of its kind. Fascinating story behind this, and tragic for Ross, but in the early days, before the site had even really barely gotten started, they found a post on like the Bitcoin Talk forum or some forum, maybe it was a drug forum or something like that, you know, written by this account. Wasn't under the name Ross or anything like that, but it was whatever his email that he was using at the time was behind that account. It was like, oh, I found this really cool website where you can buy drugs on the internet. Check this out. Mm-hmm. And then they found out that that email address, I think, was tied into a hosting account as well. Like, they found out more about that particular email address, and they traced that to Ross. So he just didn't have very good operational security in the beginning, and essentially he brought them to him by being sloppy.
The other thing that he did at one point was he made a post using a pseudonymous account. Mm-hmm. It didn't have his real name on it, but at one time it had his real name on it.
Yeah, I think that's the account
I
was talking
about.
So they
looked back, and they were able to trace it that way. So don't think when you change information on a website that it's not there anymore.
It's not in their database.
Maybe you can't see it, but maybe somebody can.
Right.
Chief Ford noted that some might call it an odd pairing for the IRS to work on this type of investigation, but he explained, quote, our unique and singular focus on following the money made this the next logical step after playing key roles in dismantling Silk Road, BTCE, that was an online
exchange. That was a Russian exchange.
Yeah. Mt. Gox and other crimes perpetuated in the shadows of the dark web. He further explained, quote, our agency's ability to analyze the blockchain and de-anonymize Bitcoin transactions allowed for the identification of hundreds of predators around the world, unquote. Whether the funds are fiat or virtual, Chief Fort said, IRSCI expertise is in the tracing of money all around the world, unquote. Today, IRSCI is the only federal agency that devotes 100% of resources to investigating financial crimes. IRSCI is also the only agency with the jurisdiction over federal tax crimes.
Wow, it's like a puff piece for the IRS.
You can tell this just came.
They even give a link in parentheses there to learn more about them. You can click
more here, and this is coming to us from Forbes. Chief Ford had the additional message for criminals around the world, quote,
this is the typical message here. They always do the tough talk.
You used to hide by the laundering of your money through shell companies around the world, the country, but we traced you. You took your money offshore and hid around the world, but we found you. You went on the dark web thinking that your actions were anonymous, but they weren't. And again, we found you. You no deal in cryptocurrency, and think again that this will make you anonymous, but our agents have once again proved that there is nowhere you can hide. This is what this is all about. 855-453. We're going to talk about privacy and anonymity. This is Free Talk Live.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
Hey, let me tell you something. Uh-huh. The balance of nature really works, man. I mean, I work constantly on the road, and I put in 60 hours in 4 days, 15 hours a day, and I'm telling you, this stuff works. I don't get sick. I have plenty of energy. I'm 46 years old. I'm an old man, and I can't tell you how grateful I am to have this stuff. So I just want you to know that this stuff really works, and I'm grateful that this Dr. Howard guy figured it out. So I'll leave it at that.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we'll take off an additional $25 on your first order. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code FTL.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.